Nawang Shofel was born in Tibet. He and his mother fled the Chinese occupation there when he was 2 years old. A Middlebury College Fulbright scholar, Shofel returned there in 1995 to make a documentary on Tibetan music and culture. He was arrested by Chinese authorities and sentenced to 18 years in prison for spying. Shofel was released after 6 years, and he shows his film to help tell the story of Tibet.
Tibetan song is about the beauty of Tibetan culture and music, as well as the pain and the brutality Tibetan people suffered under the Chinese regime for the past 50 years. We tell the story through music and also how Chinese Communist Party have been successfully used music as a tool to change Tibetan people's identity and their culture.
If they understood the power of music that way, do you think that that's why you were arrested? Were they threatened by what you were doing?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question, because I went to Tibet in 1995 to work on the pre-production of my project, which I wanted to make it about Tibetan music. I did think about that. Maybe they, they understood that I was trying to do something through music, that they thought that, would be a problem for them.
You were arrested and they never mentioned music in their charges. What was it like to go through that situation?
You don't have freedom once you are in prison. The first thing, you realize is that you cannot go wherever you want. You realize that something tragic had happened to you. But after I was arrested, most of the political prisoners, we go through mental and physical torture. But at the same time, since it was first time for me to be in Tibet and to live with Tibetans inside Tibet, whether it's outside prison or inside prison, especially inside prison, I have learned kind of the core value and the principle and some deep aspects of Tibetan religion that helped me overcome what I was going through. And that is something that ironic of somebody who spent 6.5 years in prison. We, in our daily lives, we take things for granted until something happens to us. For me to experience that life that I never had, living with Tibetans and experiencing that very tragic moment in our life, it was really inspiring and had taught me a lot. Especially, I lived with many Tibetan political prisoners.
Nguang, as a political prisoner, what was it like? And what are political prisoners today probably facing?
In my case, I didn't have to do the prison labor camp, that kind of work. But definitely I had to attend few reform ideology sessions. The prison where I was, there was only about 8 to 9 political prisoners. It's called Powo Prison. But in Lhasa, which is the capital of Tibet, in Thapchi Prison, you will find hundreds of political prisoners. Even though I had never been to that prison, I have learned and I know that their condition is much worse than the prison that I was. And I think that why they put me in such a situation is because they may already knew that Nawang is going to get out, and we don't want to put him in those harsh conditions. But all the Tibetan political prisoners today are subject to any sort of physical torture, from electric prod to hanging from the ceiling. And I can say this with confidence that Tibetan political prisoners in Tibet today are suffering more than anybody could imagine.
Nguang, how much of your work is preserving the cultural heritage and also letting people know about what's happening because of what happened to you?
The film that I made, Tibetan Song, is to tell the story of past 50 years of Chinese systematic destruction over Tibetan culture and Tibetan identity and their goal is to completely eradicate Tibetan culture. It's a personal story as well. It also weaves my journey throughout the end of the film.
How endangered is Tibetan culture and society?
We are in a very dire, situation. If we don't do anything in 5 to 10 years, it's very likely that if you go to Tibet, you won't be able to recognize who are Tibetans and who are Chinese. It's already becoming like that. We are saying that we are Tibetan, we are not Chinese because we are different. We have our own customs, we have our own way of life, we have our own religion, we have our own dress, we have our own painting, own music, own everything. We are two complete different people. And it's very sad. Tibet's situation is as important as what had happened in New York City, September 9/11, what had happened in Arab world. And since 2 years, what's happening in Tibet to fight against the Chinese government. So far, since 2 years, there have been 33 self-immolation. One person's self-immolation has changed everything in the Arab world. In Tibet, there have been 33 self-immolation and things are not changing.
The Chinese government released Nawang Shofel in 2002 for medical reasons. There had been strong lobbying by U.S. officials, including Vermont Senators Patrick Leahy and Jim Jeffords, to gain his release. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.